focus today, the White House says President Bush's trip to Europe shows a willingness to reach out to European leaders and institutions and look beyond past disagreements. But can a new diplomatic tone repair the alliance? Can several contentious issues dividing America from Europe be resolved? VOA's Jarsla Anders reports.
During the first international trip of his second term, President Bush is holding high-level meetings with European leaders, including French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. Daniel Hamilton, director of the Center for Transatlantic Relations at Johns Hopkins University, says the main goal is to set up a new list of priorities in American-European relations.
I think the challenge is to create enough of a positive agenda for the relationship on a number of areas where we can work together in order that we can deal with the more negative issues in the relationship in a different way, in a more manageable business-like way.
High on the agenda, says Professor Hamilton, should be promoting democracy along the eastern border of the enlarged European Union.
In Europe, the revolution in Ukraine and earlier in Georgia have opened up a whole new vista of positive transatlantic cooperation in what one might call wider Europe.
Jeff Anderson, director of the Center for German and European Studies at Georgetown University in Washington, agrees that the Ukrainian president should encourage old and new allies to foster peace and stability beyond their own borders.
The so-called New Europe, particularly Poland, played an extremely important role as a mediator in helping to resolve the Ukrainian crisis. And they played it in an entirely constructive way. I mean, this was a win-win situation for all concerned, the United States, Europe, and obviously the Ukraine. So I see this as a very positive sign, and one would hope that diplomats on both sides of the Atlantic would be trying to build on these successes. You know, Bush, it's often overlooked, but President Bush recently has gone out of his way to mention the European Union as a reliable partner, in particular on the Ukraine.
But analysts point out that America and Europe look on many key issues in a radically different way. They disagree on the strategy to cope with Iran's nuclear threat, on the sources of terrorism, on the application of international law, and on the environment. Over strong U.S. objections, the European Union recently announced plans to lift the arms embargo on China. Ivo Dalder of Washington's Brookings Institution says that in all these cases, Europe has largely ignored America's interests, just as America has ignored Europe's.
Europe has changed in dramatic ways. One is its assertiveness. It has stood up and said, we don't care, frankly, whether you disagree with us. We're going to do it anyway. Second, Europe is larger and more united than it has been than ever. It is on the verge of adopting a constitution that will give it an even stronger voice in foreign policy and a more united voice than it has in the past. Europe learned something from Iraq, which was that when it is divided, it doesn't get anywhere.
But both sides of the Atlantic seem to realize that a permanent breakup could seriously weaken their role in world affairs. John Hulsman of the Heritage Foundation says Americans and Europeans are still each other's best-matched partners.
There simply is nowhere else in the world I can find five or six great powers to work with on any given issue at any given time. And if someone can find me such a place, please let me know. And that's the point. We are stuck together by common interests, by shared values, that despite all the tensions and all the differences, talking to a European about liberty is still talking very differently to them than to somebody from somewhere else in the world.
After her recent trip to Europe, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said America's European allies are ready to look beyond any disagreements that we may have had in the past to our common future. But analysts note that this may require more than polite diplomatic language and the symbolism of high-level handshakes. Europeans clearly want to be included in the decision-making process concerning global affairs. They show they no longer consider themselves junior partners in the transatlantic team. In fact, say analysts, both sides look at one another with very similar expectations. They want a proof that their partners are ready to reckon with their distinct outlooks and interests. For Focus, I'm Jarosław Anders.